Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
Look, Spike, you can't have Buffy for your very own. She's mine.
Sod off! You're always stealing my true loves from me. You just can't stand that she prefers me to you.
Well, I can see why.
Really?
I mean, I just can't stop thinking about that one time.
Oh, me either.
William.
Don't say it.
Buffy, it started. What are you doing? I have to jump. The energy.
It'll kill you.
I know. Buffy, I know about the ritual. I have to stop it.
You're right. There's no other way. Oh, Donnie! I'm going to miss you!
And now, on to episode 1005 of season 1 of Buffy Between the Lines. It'll never happen in Sunnydale.
Giles, I came as quick as I could. You said it was urgent.
Buffy, I'm so glad that you're here.
What's up? I was busy having secret meetings.
I called you here to tell you that I've become a superhero just like you.
What?
Yes. From now on, I shall be known as... Exposition Man. Isn't it wonderful?
I guess.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like Anya and Xander making out in the back room.
Sounds like a perfect time to put my skills to the test.
Say, huh? Hey!
Oh, it's just Giles!
It's Anya and Xander making out in the back room. Anya and Xander have been boyfriend and girlfriend since Xander took Anya to the prom their senior year.
This is going to be interesting.
Wait, what? Wasn't me.
Nice use of the three W's. Have you noticed anything weird about Giles?
Oh, Giles. I thought we were talking about Spy.
Hi, Buffy.
Tara?
Yes?
You're pregnant?
This looks like a job for Exposition Man. Pregnancy is the carrying of one or more offspring known as a fetus or embryo inside the uterus of a female human. In a pregnancy, there can be multiple gestations, as in the case of twins or triplets. It's obvious that some sort of magical interference is involved in this particular pregnancy, since we know that Willow and Tara are...
Giles!
Calm down, Elizabeth.
The name is Buffy. B-U-F-F-Y. I'm not sure where you got the idea that my name is Elizabeth.
According to babynames.com, Buffy is possibly from Elizabeth.
Can we get back to the baby thing?
Well, I was...
My magic went a little wonky.
And I woke up looking like this. I think it's wonderful.
I'm sure she'll have your beautiful green eyes.
Not as gorgeous as your blue ones.
I need a break. I'll, be right back. Home, sweet home. Spike?
Buffy Between the Lions will be back after this brief message.
OnStar Emergency.
My keys are locked in my car.
I've triggered the locks. You should be able to get in now.
No, it's locked again.
Is there someone in the car locking the door, sir?
Yeah, this hooker won't let me in. Says she wants more money.
No problem, sir. I'll contact her pimp. Sir, we've got a situation with a hoe bag deployment on I-80 near exit 17.
I'll be right there.
He's here. Oh, it's working. You guys are super.
We appreciate that, sir. We're here whenever you need us.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Giles, did you call again? Giles? Giles?
Giles isn't here.
Oh.
I called because I have this overwhelming need to tell someone how much I love money.
Oh.
Do you want to hear my new haiku on the subject?
Not really.
We need help naming the babies.
Babies?
Yeah. There appear to be twins. One girl and one boy.
How did you figure this out?
Magic stuff.
Ha. Huh. I see what you did there. Using magic to conveniently avoid plotting something logical.
Well, without magic, I wouldn't know the baby's eyes are definitely brown. Like Tara's.
I need to find Willow. Where's Willow?
I'm right here.
Buffy, have you seen Willow?
She's right there.
Huh? I don't see her.
Oh, good. You're here, Xander. Let's have sex and talk about money in the back room.
That's weird. Wonder why he can't see me. Why do you think that is, Buffy? Buffy?
This looks like a job for Exposition Man. Buffy, having deep feelings of remorse for pushing Dawn off the towers, drowning her sorrows by having sex with Spike.
Oh.
Oh, not him again.
You forgot something, love.
That doesn't look like my bra.
Oh, must have been Dawn's. This is her old bedroom, after all.
Dawn. That all seems like a dream.
There, love.
This bra has dollar signs on it.
Oh, does it? Oh, didn't know the little girl liked
that. She didn't. All. Anya must have given it to her.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Demon girl.
You know, Giles has been acting weird lately. I think he's afraid he's losing me.
Losing you?
Yeah. He wants his own superpowers.
Watch your boy. Superpowers? Oh, don't make me laugh.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm Mary Sue, the original character who is in no way like the author of this story and somehow enchants every male character in the room until they have sex with me.
Oh, please. No one is going to fall for... Spike! What are you doing?
So, Mary Sue, is it? You know where the cemetery is?
Spike!
I do. I'll meet you there later.
I can't believe you fell for that two-bit hussy in a red dress.
Couldn't help myself.
That reminds me. How do you smoke without, you know, breathing?
This looks like a job for Exposition Man.
Where did you come from?
Well, it is true that vampires don't need to breathe. They can draw on oxygen to be able to speak and breathe and smoke. But as they have no beating heart, which is what enables the oxygen to be pumped around the body, and into the bloodstream, the oxygen doesn't remain in the bodies. This is why Angel couldn't perform CPR to resurrect Buffy after she died with the Master.
I do believe his exposition got even more boring than before.
Buffy Between the Lions will be back after this brief message.
Let's face it, ladies, most men are bastards. And soon enough, you'll be dating one of those bastards. So why not go right to the source? Now there's a dating website that features men who are bottom of the barrel. These bastards will cheat on you, use you for your money, and then kick you to the curb in no time flat. But the good part is, you already know it's going to happen. There's no lying. That's right, ladies. They're honest bastards. They know how to communicate, and they have no problem letting you know in advance that you will be screwed over and taken advantage of. And since most women are looking for an honest guy, this will be a very special relationship indeed. Cut to the chase and find your bastard now at honestbastards.com. And if you're looking for wonderfully disfigured men, check out scarybastards.com. And coming soon, hairy bastards and silly bastards.
MoronLife.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Giles! I came again when you called. You really have to stop popping in while I'm having...
Hey, Buff!
Having a cream cheese bagel. With milk. Dairy.
You like dairy products? How come I didn't know that?
Of course she does. We've only mentioned it on the show about 100 times.
Don't mind her. She's just mad I can't have sex again. For the 50th time.
A world of ew.
Exposition man, to the rescue! The average male can only have sex once or twice without resting, unless he has help from some sort of other means, such as little blue pills. Or scotch.
Okay, Giles. You can stop with the exposition. It's so unnecessary.
You're just bitter because Riley left you.
No, I'm glad he's gone. His character arc was shaky, and the writers forgot to give the man a backbone. But, Giles, why did you call me over?
The doctor was here.
The doctor?
Some British guy. Blue box. Crossovered into our universe for no apparent reason.
Oh. Where is he now?
Gone. I'm afraid your having sex with Spike delayed you.
Sex with Spike? Who would ever? I mean, I would never. Sex.
Han.
Why is everyone looking at me? Look, I don't always have something funny to say.
I did not see that coming.
This looks like a...
You start with that exposition man thing again, I will find watcher-sized duct tape.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. A boy and a girl. And both of them with your beautiful blue eyes.
Definitely.
I just need some random magic item that has never been talked about on the show before. Then I can do a ridiculously easy spell to determine how this happened.
Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, we should just be happy we're having babies.
Oh, I am happy. I just want to make sure there's nothing wrong with the babies.
You know who I'm missing?
Me?
Willow, I haven't seen her in days.
I'm right here, Xander.
You seem to have an awful lot of bridal magazines on you.
Oh, yes. Xander and I enjoy...
Not yet.
Enjoy talking about money behind weddings.
I'll just flip through them. Still trying to find a dress for when I marry Angel.
Hey, now.
Everyone knows I just use you for sex.
Aha. Here are the ingredients. Now for the words. Presto, change-o, mesmo! According to this, the babies are spikes.
That's ridiculous. Everyone knows that vampires can't have babies.
Joss? Yeah. We might need to rethink season 3 of the show. Yeah. Yeah, they said vampires can't have babies. Well, yes, I know you don't pay that much attention to canon. Redcon.
Well, I...
How could you? I thought you... How could you?
It's all the sexy moves and the cigarette smoking. I couldn't help myself.
Wait a minute. Spike is my sex bunny.
Sex bunny.
Don't start, Angelus, or I'll tell him what you called me in bed.
Okay. You and Tara. And you and Angel...
I did not see that coming.
If you would have heard the previously on bits.
Is there anyone here who hasn't slept with my boyfriend? Giles?
Oh, well, I think there's something that needs expositioning in the other room.
This could not get any worse.
I was to stand there and smile at my world, which was now nothing more than a hole in the ground. I walked those streets, although I could not live there. A shadow not cast and a soul never found. And every day, it's always the end of the world.
Guys? It's been 3 weeks and we haven't been doing anything.
Our fanfic writer probably abandoned us.
I'm a whip. Unbelievable.
Wait, what's a whip?
I thought Giles was going to jump in. Oh.
Work in process or in process inventory consists of an unfinished products in a production process. They are not yet complete, but either being fabricated, or waiting in a queue, or even in storage. The concept is used in production and supply chain management. Work in progress fanfiction from writers who are not well known in the fandom often go unread. This is because people worry that the writer won't ever manage to finish it, and this can be even more heartbreaking than the stories that don't get told in the original work.
Tara and I have made up in the meantime. I bought her a present.
Yes, she did. Isn't it wonderful?
A bulletproof vest?
Yes. And she has to wear it through season 6.
I don't understand why that's important.
I don't understand why people call you the eyes of this group. You've totally missed everything. You can't even see Willow.
Over here still.
Where?
Just because Caleb said that Xander sees everything does not mean that Xander, in fact, can see everything. It's more of a line that Caleb used because, well, he's evil.
The forums are gonna erupt over that one.
Xander, sex and money time.
Well, if we are a work in progress, maybe no one will read this.
This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were John Meadows, Tabitha Grace Smith, and Kim Butler. Original music for this episode is by Austin Wintory. Visit him at austinwintory.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines is by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. And credit music is Dark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by magnitude.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Tabitha Grace Smith. Special thanks to the Rants listed on Fanfic Rants Live Journal Community for help with this script. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Clay Robeson as Angel, Nick Edwards as Spike, Tasha as Dawn, Kim Butler as Buffy, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Mad Scientist as Willow, Kliss as Tara, and Larissa Majovic as Mary Sue. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our new voicemail line at 206-888-6084. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers would like you to know, Buffy and Parker forever. Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me. April Fools, and my first line is kissing. Yay!
Do I really need to make more kissing and making out noises? Don't we have enough of those?
Let's go to down here. Because I had sex with Spike! Oh my god! If only that were true.
It sounds like a perfect time to put my skills to the test. I've totally lost my accent.
I'll just flip through them. Still trying to find a dress for when I marry Angel. And Taps made me say that. I know she did.
It's Anya and Xander. It's Anya. Anya. It's Enya. It's Enya and Xander making horrible New Age music together. What do you do with the drunken Rupert? What do you do with the drunken Rupert? What do you do with the drunken Rupert? Early in the morning. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken Rupert? What do you do with a drunken Rupert? What do you do with a drunken Rupert? Early in the morning. Put him in the bed with the captain's daughter. Put him in the bed with Captain Jack. Put him in the bed with Spike and Buffy. Early in the morning. Okay, I think that's it for the scene. Yay!